Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Kavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Kavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here with Katrina Kavanaugh. On today's show, we're going to be having a special guest on the show, and her name is Simran Singh. There's a bit of a technical difficulty, so I'm going to be getting her online really, really shortly with you, probably after the first break. And today we're going to be talking about codependency and the impact of codependency on our relationships. So how has your week been? That's the good place that I need to start. How has your week been? My week's been very, very, very busy, very busy. And it's been full of really, really, amazing, amazing occurrences. What can I say to you? It's Friday here in Australia. And if I'm sounding a bit distracted, it's because I'm trying to work out the difficulties I'm having with my guest getting her on board. So I will be sorting that out. I'll be sorting out whilst talking to you. I've had a wonderful week. A week ago on Friday, I had my very first amazing event, which was all about mediumship and clairvoyance. It was an evening with Spirit with Katrina Kavanaugh, and it was really, really amazing. I had 80 people. It was a sold out show, and it was just fantastic to have so many people come and be there for my event. Give me a microphone, as you know, on my radio show, give me a microphone and I can talk a lot and talk for hours. So I really enjoyed that part of the show, of course. But just really for me, the main thing was being in a room full of people where I could truly just be of service to them. And I just felt so special to be able to do that. It was really, really amazing. Now I'm just checking whether we've got Simran on the line. Have we got you there, Simran?
Yes, Katrina. It's great to be with you.
Thank you very much. I just thought I was going to be having some technical difficulties and, you know, having some difficulty getting you on, but we've managed to get you on, which is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming. Now, the backstory, everyone, I wanted to share with you is that I was due to have Simran on my show last week, and I had an event that occurred with my daughter around a bullying event at school. And so what I had to do was I had to pause my show. I had to prioritize some other things in my life. So that meant that I had to speak to Simran and ask whether she could reschedule. And she's very, very kindly given of her time again to come on board and share some time with me today. So welcome to the show, Simran. How are you going?
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I hope that all is well. And that is such a significant issue these days. It just illustrates the degree of anger and lack of self-love that exists that can come out on others. And what I find so profound is the youth that are acting out in this way, whether it's that or whether it is some of the killing that you've seen happening in the United States at some of the schools and different things like that, where the youth are getting so, so angry. And I often, you know, knowing how they soak up energies, we are in such a place on the planet where the youth is simply so empathic and taking on the energies and expressing it out so that we take notice. It is, in a sense, another language for how we need to serve, to support those that are there. Oftentimes anger and that type of behavior is really a cry for help and is still illustration of one's own weakness rather than the strength they're trying to illustrate. It's false strength.
Well, I agree with you, and it's I'm not sure if you know Simran, but my background is I'm a private therapist as well, and part of the area that I've specialised in over the last 22 years is trauma, and so I've worked a lot with children who've come from really, really, I have to say, the worst forms of child abuse that I've ever heard of, that is imaginable, and I've actually worked with some of those children. And I've worked with some of those adults who have had those kind of childhoods. And what I know for sure, and that's why I've actually created a brand new program that's now being piloted here in the school. So I have two sides to my practice. I run a mainstream side where there's really no spirituality. I mean, it's always a theme somewhere, but overtly there's no spiritual component to that at all. And then on the other side, obviously I have, the spiritual work that I do, but I do keep those two sides very separate. And as far as that mainstream side of my practice, I've created this amazing program that's currently being piloted here in Australia in one of the schools, and it's all about the connection between kindness and empathy. And at the moment I'm developing a lot of getting a lot of celebrity support because it's really good for me to have some strong voices around that program and some really, so I've got some amazing influencers here in Australia who are really gathering around this program, and we're about to release it into the public arena towards the end of the year. So I'm very passionate about this topic, and coincidentally, yes, had to attend to a matter that was happening for my own child. So anyway, I'm really, really grateful to have you. So Simran, today we're going to be talking about codependency and chaos, is that correct?
Yes. It is something that exists on many levels. When we think about codependency, and or chaos, we think about it oftentimes in our own lives, our own relationships, or our own world. And they exist at every level of our experience personally, and then expanding further out into the world. And so everything is a mirror. And as we look at the codependency in our own lives, and we're willing to really heal and grow through our parts in that, there is a real ripple effect in terms of how it affects the codependency, whether it is in politics or whether it is in the whole essence of masculine and feminine. Yes, and the chaos as well. And so they're very important pieces as we look at our own inner work of self-love, of compassion, kindness, empathy, enlightenment, all of the things that we deal with on a daily basis for our own personal growth really do impact the world at large.
Yes, they do. So can you tell me a little bit more about your work in this area, Simran? Because I'm very passionate about this topic, obviously coming from my background as a therapist, where I've worked, individually, as I said, with children, but also adults. I've worked with people I do a lot of relationship therapy as well, and obviously so codependency is a feature there. And then also obviously worked across on a macro level, and more so these days a macro level, as you and I both do with our writing and speaking, and then obviously with programs that we might be running and workshops and things. So how was it for you that you first noticed that this was a really important topic to talk about? Can we begin there perhaps?
Absolutely. The reason this became such an important topic was as I came through with my book on self-love, it really allowed people to tap into a humanity that they have turned away from. So love, which is the title of my book, is something that ends up being very much about discovering that our soulmate is ourself. But the whole journey that in that is about reconnecting with our own humanity. And so much focus in the world right now is about saving the world, fixing the world, having a cause, doing something for a certain reason. And I like to give people a little bit different spin on that. Mm-hmm. What if the world that we're here to save is only our own? Literally yes. Our own. Because if we really can get to a place that we're willing to embrace all of the darkness and all of the chaos, the full gamut of emotion that is within us as in the dark, instead of just always aspiring for the light, that in itself will allow us to touch our humanity. And when we can touch our own humanity, then we really have the empathy for the world. Then we really make a difference, because just that modeling, just that opening of the heart, just that willingness to embrace others in that way, to truly see, hear, and acknowledge them, that is what the world is crying for. Mm-hmm. And so it's a different energy that we're putting out when we are really coming from a place of love after having doing our own work, than from the energy of fighting something or going out there to say, I want to do something for this cause, or I want to fix this issue, because we're just putting more energy into the issue. And that's really the place that I want to speak from. It's the creative, inspired place of embracing all that we are.
Yeah. So I guess what I'm hearing that you mean is, you know, if we are, for example, you know, coming from a place of, so say my experience of, you know, I have my own experience of bullying, right? So, and this is where the idea for the program came from. And so I could be coming at it from a position of, well, that's happened to me, so I want to come and absolutely address it, you know, with other people and stop it from happening to from anyone else. So then the energy around that is really not in the resolution of it, but in the creating energy around needing to fight it and stop it and squash it, which is, you know, which is not necessarily, or it is not conducive to the actual resolution and the healing and the really seeing of that issue from where it is, for what it is, sorry. Whereas if I was to come at it from a perspective, which is the angle I'm coming, if I'm coming at it from a perspective of what I know for sure is that when a child is able to recognize in themselves both the things, recognize the kindness that exists naturally within themselves, when they've done the work to look and say and go, well, yes, I might have these other behaviors that exist and I have all these other thoughts that exist and they are present as well, but alongside that, so it's kind of like acknowledging that parts of us, that those darker shadow sides part exist, but then also then, and being empathic about that, I think, you know, and then also being able to, alongside that, say, well, yes, those parts exist, but at the same time, I'm coming out to a break, but at the same time, there is the capacity for kindness. That is that what you're meaning? And I'm going to get you to answer that question after this break. Thank you, Simran, for being here. Stay with me. You're listening to Om Times Radio, and this is I Am Wisdom with Katrina Kavanagh.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat-edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living, where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Live with medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your host on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here with Katrina Kavanagh on Om Times Radio. Thank you very, very much for being here with me. And today we have a very special guest, and that special guest is Simrang Singh. And Simrang's here talking about the relationship between codependency and chaos. And I'm really enjoying the conversation so far. So Simrang, where we were was I was just sort of asking that question about the difference. I think it's where people we need to understand the difference about, and it's an important difference. When we see an issue that we are concerned about or that we would like to see different, so say, for example, it might be bullying, as we were talking about, do we come at it from a, or lack of empathy, do we come at it from a perspective of, you know, we must fight this, we must fix this, I'll sort this out, or do we come at it from a place of understanding and compassion and a recognition that, you know, that within, to really address the issue, we need to look at the shadow side as well, in ourselves and in others, correct? And really, really understand, look, really to really, really address the issue of, say, increasing empathy, that we really need to also understand what are the things that get in the way, both within ourselves and with others in the area of empathy. Is that what you're meaning?
When I wrote my first book, Conversations with the Universe, I really try to embed the concepts that you are the only one here and that everything that is showing up in your world, whether it is an experience, another person, another thing or object, it is actually you speaking back to you about you. And so when we have an experience show up as bullying, and it happens particularly with our child, what is occurring is our child is trying to take us back to a certain age that we experienced that exact same thing, because that's part of us still is seeking some resolution. And so our children end up having things at certain ages to reflect back to us the age we need to go back to heal that very thing. What most people tend to do when they have an issue is they want to fix it outside.
Yes.
And yes, there is an action to take outside, but that action would be better served if we first went inside and really got clear into a neutral place, into a healed place around what that message was trying to reflect to us in the first place. Once we do that and come to that place of neutrality and we sit there, all of a sudden the solution bubbles up as inspired action, and that will always be surrounded with kindness and empathy and love, a new way to handle things, so that when that action's taken out in the world, it can then have a new resolution or have a new awareness. You know, Einstein said you cannot solve a problem at the level it was created. And I think that most people, when they're looking at any kind of issue, whether it is something with our youth or whether it's politics or healthcare or food or genocide, anything that's going on, the legal system, if you are trying to solve the problem at the level that it was at, you cannot do that. It's already manifest. It was made with a certain consciousness. So the only thing that's going to shift it is coming in with a different level of consciousness and doing the work at a different level so that something else can manifest and reflect back.
So, gosh, I could talk to, you know, having then squash all our conversation into this hour, and I'm creating a podcast, so I'm going to talk to you later about coming on as a guest on my podcast series as well. Look, this, I find this topic, it's amazing. So I guess I could talk about the topic of bullying for a very long time, because obviously it's been something that's been very much in my work and in my own experience, and I love what you're saying, and I'll be taking that and reflecting. What I would love to do as well is bring this, apply this concept to an area that relates to everyone, that every single person who is listening can absolutely relate to, and that is the area of our love relationships, for example. So can we have a conversation about how, can you explain to me, perhaps with an example of someone you've worked with or someone you know about, where just say, to apply the concept that you're talking about, to say a couple that's having conflict about fidelity, say, or, betrayal of some kind, whether it's, alcohol abuse or gambling or whether it's an affair or whatever it is, when the betrayal happens in a relationship, what
so
is
let's
it?
Talk. So yeah. When we look at infidelity or we look at any sort of betrayal that's going on in the relationship, the degree of betrayal, whether it's the infidelity of one time or multiple times, is going to directly relate to the degree of betrayal you have committed upon yourself. And I'm going to speak from the perspective of women first, because oftentimes we don't realize as women the degree that we betray ourselves. We give up our time. We give up our self-care. We give up our dreams. Mm-hmm. We give up, all the different things because we're trying to serve. We're trying to nurture. We're trying to care for. We're trying to, support a partner or a business or children or different aspects of things. And so when we keep pulling from ourselves the things that we need, life speaks back to us as us. And so then we start to recognize that betrayal occurs. Mm-hmm. Relationships are the closest place to us. So that's usually the place that we're going to see it first. If we don't notice it there, it'll probably show up in the workplace. Mm-hmm. It'll probably show up as money that is now depleting. And then it will show up in terms of body. The more we betray ourselves, it has to ripple out into the different aspects of our lives, the less we listen. Mm-hmm. And so that's one place that we do that sort of betrayal. Now, we live in a world that has actually been nurturing narcissism. Mm-hmm. We live in a world where everything is about the phone and everything's about the computer, and people, although it looks as if we're very, very connected through technology, what we're really doing is getting more and more isolated because we're now developing a relationship with ourselves inside of a thing that doesn't really communicate back to us. And so our degree of self-awareness is now taken a shadow turn to be almost narcissistic. And you're seeing a lot of the younger people coming up, they're very engrossed in the material or very engrossed in the electronics or separation or disconnection. That is breeding more of that narcissism. Mm-hmm. So when we have a relationship that is that way, there is no empathy because there's no real connection. And if you get in a relationship with someone that is narcissistic, then all of a sudden it requires someone that is going to be completely codependent. And then a cycle begins that unless someone breaks free and goes completely to independence, it cannot change. And independence is a different consciousness. Mm-hmm. That's where creativity can bring in something new to the relationship. And if we move it to the even higher spectrum, it is interdependence. And that is where both people have grown and bring something even higher to the relationship. But it all comes initially from inspiration and creativity.
So, Simran, they're very, very important topics that you're talking about. So can you tell me a little bit more about what you mean when you use the word independence and then interdependence, and how those two concepts work in a practical way in healthy relationships?
Absolutely. Codependence is the structure where we are giving up a part of ourselves to fulfill another, betraying a part of ourselves for the sake of the other. So we're never whole and the other person is never whole. Mm-hmm. When we move to a place of independence, what we're really saying is I'm going to empower myself enough to take on the things that I've been allowing you to do for me to keep me dependent. And so when we start to take on the things that allow us to be more independent, that creates initially a separation. The first was enmeshment. The second is a separation. Mm-hmm. The third place of that is interdependence. And what that means is both people are then at a place where they've done the work to become more whole within themselves, independent in who they are, but now understanding how to take that place to serve the self and the other without the enmeshment, mm-hmm. where each can be served, each can be identified as an individual, but yet also know how to, in a healthy way, identify as a unit. And so when interdependence happens, then the high gifts and consciousness and beauty of each individual are allowed to shine and express without diminishing the other.
Mm, that's amazing. So, and this is the work that, you know, obviously this is amazing. I love these concepts, and this is the work that I've been doing it, you know, for a long time with people. And there's lots of different ways and lots of steps and processes that people can undertake to move through. Like if someone finds themselves that they get some information, they have some insight, and all of a sudden they look around in their life and they realize, gosh, I'm in a codependent relationship one way or another. You know, what would you say, you know, what would you say the steps that people need to take? What are the practical things that they can do to move themselves out of that codependent relationship and into the independent relationship, and then again from independence to interdependence? And as you're answering, I want us to be aware that we're coming up to a break, but let's begin the conversation and then perhaps continue the conversation, or we'll definitely continue the conversation after the break. Is that okay, Simran?
Absolutely. So the first thing that I'm going to say is my response is probably going to be the opposite of most people's response. Mm-hmm. When we talk about chaos, I don't look at chaos as a bad thing. Mm, I don't look at the experience of codependence or pain as a bad thing. And so what I'm going to tell a person to do is, rather than trying to get out of something, rather than trying to run away from it, to leave it, to let it go, will you dive deeper into it? And that doesn't mean you stay in the experience of pain with another, but it does mean you stay present to the pain that you're holding within yourself. And that's what I'd love to go more into when we do return.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be wonderful. I'm really looking forward to talking with you about that. Look, as we're coming up to the break, Simran, can I share, how do people get in contact with you? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of people listening and they're interested in hearing more from you and reading more of your work. What's your website, Simran?
Most definitely. My website is www.imsimran.com. That's IAMSIMRAN.com. And I'm offering a free 30 days to awakening, just a free something that can allow you to have a beautiful awakening each and every morning that allows you to remember your divine.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
The name is Bond. James Bond.
No, the name is Joe. The Joe Show. And we are returning back for our 9th season here on Old Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on oldtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go. Yeah!
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment, a philanthropic organization. Their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Oh, Hello, welcome back to the show. You're listening to I Am Wisdom, and I'm Katrina Kavanagh here on Om Times Radio. Look, today's show is really an amazing show that's full of so much infinite information for all of us, because all of us are in a relationship with ourselves, and all of us are in a relationship with others, and as well as the community and the world globally. So today's show, I have a special guest, Simran Singh. And Simran, we were in the middle of a conversation about transitioning, how we move ourselves from an awareness of ourselves as perhaps engaging in patterns of behavior that are codependent with others that we love, into another experience of, you know, a more healthier version of a relationship, which includes, you know, a sense of independence, and then of course another transition into the next phase of, or another way of relating to people, which is a really healthy space of interdependence. So we're going to be talking about that. But before we do, before we went to the break, I want to, if people are liking what they hear so far, I really want you to be aware of where you can connect with Simran. And so, Simran, if you could share with your website, and you were mentioning a really special offer that just sounded wonderful. Could you tell us more about that offer and where people can find you, both online and some of your social media platforms?
Yes, thank you, Katrina. I have created a 30 Days to Awakening. It is a completely free 30 days where you receive a piece of awakening each and every day to begin your day and really help you tap back into that divine essence that we each are. And so if that's something that can uplift you, inspire you, I invite you to receive that at my website, iamsimran.com. And at my website, iamsimran.com, you can also find my work, my other books, Conversations with the Universe, Your Journey to Enlightenment, Your Journey to Love, along with various courses and online mentoring programs that I have, in addition to social media buttons and different radio platforms and other things that I also work through as well. So people can connect with me there and find out everything I do.
That's fantastic. And you have your own radio show, don't you, with Voice America? Is that far? That's a great show there.
Yes, yes. I have 1111 Talk Radio and I have 1111 Magazine. And those are things that I've been creating for the last 10 years to simply uplift consciousness and open people to more of their own personal power, because we are each our own healing. And when we're willing to really dive into ourselves, that is where the real growth happens. And the work that I do right now, whether it's writing or whether it's mentoring, it's really to help people understand that it is not about running away from certain emotions or not wanting to be, you know, a certain type of person, but that it's all good. Can we embrace all aspects of ourselves and really bridge the dark and the light, the masculine and the feminine, that which we want to call good and bad? There's a bridge that has to be crossed and brought together, and then we discover all of ourselves.
That's correct. Because every experience that we have and every feeling that we have and the way we respond and feel about certain things and every belief we have about ourselves, just basically our whole human experience is all, it's just completely understandable, isn't it? You know, whether it is something that you enjoy or whether it's something that you, you know, you may use the word, I don't like that way or I don't want to be like that. All of that, the very first I talk to about with my people, that the very first thing that we need to begin by is to stop that criticism criticism of the way we're feeling or the way we're responding or the way we are, and begin really with that important place, which is that important place of understanding that where we are is completely okay, and even the bits that feel tricky, it's all very, very understandable. And I think something magical happens. It softens it when you can really appreciate that is part of who you are in that moment, and that's okay. But anyway, so moving on, yes, let's get back to our conversation, otherwise we'll be not getting to the bits that I'd love to talk to you about, which is what are the key things that people need to be thinking, feeling, believing, doing, experiencing to really be able to bring their awareness to that place of independence and interdependence.
So if we go back to chaos, if we go back to looking at the different experiences that happen in our lives, whether it is heartbreak or whether it's loss of something, any type of pain, grief, anger, jealousy, what I really advise people to do is actually dive more deeply into it. We have become a society that is numbed out, or we escape into many other means to try not to feel. And that's part of the reason we recreate the same types of situations again and again, or we keep bumping up against chaos and obstacles and challenge. If we let ourselves stop, if we let ourselves actually feel the experience in its entirety, then what we're really doing is we're falling into the black hole. And most people think, I don't want to be in the black hole. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feel that stuff. I don't want to go there, because if I go there, I may never get back up again. And what I've discovered in my own life is allowing myself to literally fall to the very deepest part of the well was the opening to the other side. It literally is a wormhole into the light. Mm-hmm. It is a wormhole into a different bubble of reality. And it is a staircase that leads you into a different connection to your creativity, your inspiration, and your way to express on the planet. Our true soulmate is actually ourselves. And the part of us that creates all the destruction and chaos is the lover, as we are the beloved. And there is a purpose that this relationship is happening between us, so that we bring that into a sacred marriage. There's so much discussion right now about the feminine energy. Everyone wants to get their feminine energy or be more in the feminine energy. But it's been described as just a place of receiving, or something very goddess-like, or something that is very beautiful. And true, real feminine energy is the Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. It is the core. It is the mother that knows the heartbreak of the children taken away, or the destruction of the planet. It is the mother that knows the pain of birth, the rawness of what it feels like to experience all of that. Mm-hmm. And that is the part of us we have to get to really bridge the dark and the light. And when we go there, magic happens. But we have to be willing to feel. And with that feeling is how we access our humanity. And when we access our humanity, then we are able to truly serve humanity.
Mm. And in your experience, Simran, and in the experience of your clients, or the people you work with, what is the magic? I mean, I have my own appreciation of that, and obviously understanding of that through my own self, because I've done, obviously, to be in this work, you need to do a lot of self-reflection, as I've done. It's an ongoing, it's a lifelong journey. But I have my own experience of that. And then also, obviously, I work with the clients that I work with, and or people, I don't like the word clients, the people I work with. And, you know, I've been very privileged to bear witness to some of their own experience of experiencing their version of what that magic is. What is yours? What's your experience and the experience of the people that you work with? What is the magic that people discover once they allow themselves to enter into the wormhole and fall into the black well and just allow themselves to feel the sadness? What happens?
The magic is far beyond synchronicity or many of the things that we taught are the magic. The magic I'm talking about is true freedom. Mm-hmm. It is figuring out how to live out of the conformity and the structures that bind. We don't realize how enslaved we are to the ways we've been taught, to the structures that exist. And when you're willing to fall into that place, you really get to the foundation of what it is you want. You get to the foundation of what brings you joy, of mm-hmm. what makes you feel free. You allow yourself to get to the blank canvas, to where you do not do a single thing in your life if it does not completely fulfill you and bring you meaning. Mm-hmm. And when you're living from that place, you discover a mastery, not just a mastery of the mind, but a mastery of all emotion, and then a grounding into the physical body that could not have happened before, because most people, and especially spiritual people, live in the upper realms or live numbed out, one or the other. Mm. But it's about grounding it into the body. We're no good if we're just living in the upper chakras and always in the airy fairy land and always up in the universe or in our cloud of love and light. We have to bring that stuff down and root it. And when we root it and we ground it, all of a sudden we have a very human experience that is very divine. We incarnated for a reason, and it wasn't to escape this body. Mm-hmm. It was to embody everything through this body. And when we do that, all of a sudden the divine has a shaft to come through and truly express. And that degree of freedom is not something that can be bought or made up, pretended, affirmed, or positived our way into.
Mm.
It is something that has to be birthed. And birthing is raw and painful, and it's dark. And sometimes you have to go through that fire to truly understand freedom.
Mm. Very, very, very true. Very true. So in your experience then working, do you have a story or perhaps of a client of yours that has gone through this process and what they experienced, the sadness that they experienced, and then, you know, what happened for them later on in their own life once they had realized and felt the true freedom that you're talking about? I mean, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yes, actually the client that I can talk about is myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always our own first client.
Yes,
and
we are.
Everything that we go through, we go through for a reason to
That's
be able
correct.
To guide other people,
yes.
you know, along a journey as well.
Yes.
And, you know, I've done a lot of work in the past 10 years. I've taught a lot of people a lot of things. I've written a lot of books, magazines, radio shows. And still something crept up that was so amazingly painful and horrific. And it was one of those things that knocked me not only to my knees, but felt as if my legs got ripped off of my body.
Mm.
And it got me to the place on the ground where I was completely incapacitated and at a place where it didn't matter if I never inspired another person on the planet ever again. Nothing mattered anymore because everything had been lost. And I'm not talking about material stuff. That stuff is inconsequential.
Mm.
I'm talking about like the mother and the child loss, that kind of loss that you don't know how to even walk another day.
Yes.
And in that moment, I thought, wow, this is the experience that has shown up in my life. And I know everything is good and everything has purpose. So what is this really asking of me? And I knew that what it was asking of me was to fall into it completely, to melt into it and stop and see what would happen. If the worst fear that we as humans have is death, then let me see if that's what actually takes place if I stop.
Well, I'm really interested to hear what happened next after the break. Thank you, Simran. Stay with me. You're listening to I Am Wisdom here on Om Times Radio.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers. This is Dr. Amelia Kemp with Om Times Radio. If you've been stressed mentally or emotionally, then join me on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where you'll learn you're not sick, you're sacred. And by aligning with the soul is what makes you whole.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Are you ready to shift your energy, consciousness, and limiting beliefs? Join me, Shefali Burns, every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Shifting with Shefali here on Om Times Radio. Shift the blocks, limitations, and negative energies that have kept you from experiencing a life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Are you ready to shift with Shefali? Are you ready to shine your brilliance?
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, you're listening to I Am Wisdom here with Katrina Kavanagh on Om Times Radio. Thank you very much for staying with us. This is an amazing show, and we have a special guest here today, Simran Singh, and we've been talking throughout the show about the relationship between chaos and codependency, and we've been talking about the areas of codependency, the awareness or the experience of independence, and then the experience of interdependence. And, you know, what it takes to move through from a place of pain, I guess, to a place of complete awareness of who you are, and through doing that, through immersing yourself in the sadness or whatever the emotion is that feels so tricky, that it is only in that place that we can then truly rebirth and experience ourselves in all of our magnificence. And Simran, look, thank you for staying with us, of course. Welcome back for our final section of the show. And you were just beginning to share your experience. Can you continue that conversation, please?
Yeah, so as I dipped into this tremendous grief that really left me in a place that was almost like a paralysis. I just didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to write anymore. I didn't want to move. And I found myself, the only thing that I really could do was either sit or walk. And then I got this inspiration to paint. And I'd never painted before in my life, but I knew that I was supposed to paint 40 paintings. And that just came one day. And so I decided I was going to stop and allow the time to just be. And when the inspiration hit to paint, I would paint. Mm-hmm. And through the course of that, what happened is I experienced every emotion possible to the fullest extent. Mm-hmm. And as I did so, I let go. There was a different sort of experience with the emotion. Once it came fully through, it no longer controlled me. And I don't think people realize that when we don't feel an emotion and we suppress it, it actually has more control over us than when we just allow it and mm-hmm. fully feel it.
Yes.
But we don't give ourselves permission. And we began this show talking about bullying. Mm. That is how the world bullies itself. Mm-hmm. We bully ourselves into not feeling. We bully ourselves into not crying the number of tears we need to cry, and we wipe the tears away early. We bully ourselves by not speaking our voice to the degree of what we want to say with clear communication and having people understand what we really, really want out of life. And so when you have the opportunity, the gift being given to you of completely stopping, what tends to happen is every single thought, feeling, emotion will come to your awareness. And when it does, you will see what truly has kept you in prison your entire life, what has completely turned you into something that you never were.
Mm.
We're a world that has been now shown to become who we really are. But what I'm telling people is it's not about becoming who you really are. It's about forgetting who you are so that you can remember that you are all of it.
Mm.
And that's the magic that happens. When you go into the emotions and you start to let go of the identities that you've seen you have built up over time, like scabs on a wound, you start to discover those identities were like clothing. They were like the clothing, the coats that you put on a daily basis. And when you start to shed those layers of clothing, all of a sudden you see the true face of who you are. You see the true essence, and that essence is connected to any and everything. And there's a freedom in that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you move in the world and you step back into the world after those experiences of emotion, you start to realize that the systems and structures in place
that once controlled you can no longer control you anymore. You also start to realize that you physically can't do anything that you pushed yourself to do previously, that you truly only can do the things that bring you joy. And so that brings another layer of freedom to your experience. And so this journey to love, which is the last book that I've written, is really this journey of being willing to let go and trust. And ultimately, that's what we're all wanting, to truly trust life. Because the first questions that are going to start coming up to you if you say, can I really stop, are going to be questions of safety, security, a roof over your head, food in your mouth, money. It's all of that. All the fears. And we are children of Earth. And we came here to discover our creative capacity and our ability to be served. And what you'll discover is if you let go and really trust, then you have everything available to you and it does show up. And so it's quite a full experience of magic that is indescribable unless you let yourself go through that wormhole.
And that was obviously your experience, right? Where you were able to completely let go and just trust. And
yes,
you were okay, or more than okay.
Yes, and I completely stopped for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, to really take that leap and devote my life to myself, to my love, to my ability to feel, to my humanity, and not be at the hand grips of what's this going to mean money-wise, what's this going to be career-wise, what's this going to mean relationship-wise, to not feel held so tightly bound to all those things, then all of a sudden, all the support and the love that I was giving myself also appeared from outside of myself.
Of course it did. It's just, look, I think this is a really, really important message for people to hear, because all of us who have a passion to do for a living, for example, you know, the thing we love most, and say, for example, step outside of their PAYE and go into a business that you love, it holds, that decision holds all of those fears. But even on a smaller scale, or, you know, if we were making just a decision to be moving, if we're in a PAYE position and we want to move from one area of a company to another area of a company again, and basically that holds risk, you know, to be a parent and, you know, which really the process of parenting is the art of letting go. That in itself holds fears, as does being in relationships and really opening our hearts to the people who we are in relationships with in a really, in a beautiful way. So there's so many of our areas of our life that hold, if we perceive it to be so, and I know we do because I have clients and people that come here and talk to me and that they are so full of fear about whether they're making the right decision or the wrong decision, you know, whether they, and they're, where everyone is working, well, not everyone, but many people are working so hard to not feel their pain and not allow themselves to even acknowledge it. And I see that with, particularly, Sibran, with the young children I've been working with who, again, like I said, have come from extremely traumatic backgrounds. And really their survival is all about not feeling their feelings because their feelings overwhelm them. So we learn very early on to not feel our feelings and to deny that part of ourselves, initially as a survival instinct when the world's a really unsafe place as a child. But then when we get into adulthood, we have a greater sense of freedom. We just don't realize it, do we? We are the gift of adulthood means we have more power than we had as children. We can make different choices, but we forget that along the way, don't we? We forget when we transition from childhood to adulthood, we forget that we have choice. Would you agree?
Well, the issue I think really is we spend our whole lives trying to grow up.
Mm.
And what we don't realize is that we are children.
Mm.
The children that are existing now, when you keep talking about these wounded children and in so much pain, the only reason that we even have children like that on the planet is because they are appearing to illustrate to us the degree of woundedness that we are.
Mm.
The wounded part of us as an adult is not an adult. It's a child.
Mm.
And so if we're willing to go back and really allow ourselves to be those children, to fulfill the dreams of those children, to give the love to those children that they wanted, then all of a sudden we would allow ourselves to not only free the planet of wounded children, we would discover how to return to being a child ourselves. And that's what my second book, Your Journey to Enlightenment, was.
Okay.
It was about true trusting of life, so that you really lived it from the perspective, the eyes, the being of a child. And when we live from there, children don't have fear. Only adults do.
That's right. Simran, look, honestly, I could talk to you all day. I love the sound of your voice. I love the content that you've shared with us on today's show. The messages that I hope that I always trust, as I'm sure you do, that the people who are meant to be listening are listening right now to your wisdom. And they're able to hear it, and it connects with them in a way that it all feels a bit possible. And from there, they allow themselves to open up to receive and understand themselves in a different way, you know, based on the conversations we've had today and the information we've shared today. Before we finish the show, we've only got a few more seconds, I think, to go. How do people connect with you? I mean, you're offering that very special offer of that complimentary 30-day program, and where else can they find you?
Yes, they can go to iamsimran.com. All of my social media is there. Mm-hmm. If they're wanting to experience the journey that I've just described, my three books are a complete coaching program that you could not possibly purchase anywhere because mm-hmm. it's so comprehensive. So the books are Conversations with the Universe, mm-hmm. Your Journey to Enlightenment, and Your Journey to Love. It will take you through the wormhole and through it back to your divine essence.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Simran. I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful week. Namaste.
And love be to kind you, Katrina.
Love to you too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.